Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
What are some things that maybe we could see in the church that used to be staples that maybe we start to shift away from in response to this? Maybe on a permanent basis, we kind of do away with it or find something to replace it?
That's a great question, because we have taken a posture of we want to follow what New York government is encouraging and, in a sense, putting those policies in place. And with that in mind, we realize that there are certain things that we're going to have to change. Like when the opportunity comes and the doors are able to open up, we realize that we're probably going to have to require everybody to have a mask, and there's going to have to be an entrance process that's going to be associated with that, like temperature reading and encouraging the 6 feet rule. And so that is some of the things that we are thinking about that relates to just procedural things just to enter into the building. Now, once we get into the building, then there's going to be other dynamics that we're going to have to follow. And I'll let Pastor Jim talk about that.
Yeah, well, just some of the dynamics would be removing the offering from the Sunday morning service, just because passing the plate from person to another, some people might not want to touch it. Or if you're the last one on the row and you saw somebody sneeze along the way, there's just a heightened sense of anxiety regarding all of those things. Of course, taking a greeting time out of the service and allowing things like handshakes and hugs, just the whole dynamic of coming together on a Sunday morning is going to be so different, at least initially. But I think in a bigger picture, moving forward, really starting to ask the question and talk about potential answers for how necessary is a church building if we're trying to develop a culture of discipleship. Is it possible for us to do discipleship without gathering together in person? The answer, of course, is yes, but the question is, how do we do that? And this has really been a neat time for our church to specifically engage in those conversations and find other ways to meet with people and other ways to be involved in helping them take steps closer to that mature relationship with Christ.
One of the other interesting aspects, Pastor Mark brought this up a little bit off the air, was kids ministry. How could we see that change, or what could we see potentially for that? Because we obviously want our kids to be involved, but as you mentioned, there are those concerns about safety and well-being for mom and dad out there.
That's going to be a huge question that we don't really have a full answer for yet, and it's going to sort of unfold in time as things progress. But one of the things that we're noticing is that we talk about the spectrum of individuals and how they perceive this COVID-19. You have the same dynamic as it relates to care for one's child. You have some that are very concerned about their children. They don't want their children to be exposed to other children. And then you have other parents who have this mindset that they're not having that kind of a concern. And so it's a very fluid dynamic for us, and it's difficult. I'll just be honest, it's a difficult thing. We want to be caring. We want a ministry and a spirit of caring. That's what we want, and so we want to be sensitive to the full spectrum as it relates to parents and their children. And to be honest, we don't have a whole lot of answers at this point. What's it going to look like for the future?
I like to ask the question, how can we play dodgeball if we have to stand 6 feet apart from each other? Just trying to visualize what ministry could look like with these kinds of new dynamics. It's not like we're going to open the doors for the church and everything's going to go back to the way it was. How comfortable is kids' ministry going to be if everybody has to sit 6 feet apart from each other? How can we play the games that we've typically been playing? From the songs that you sing and the way you do the lessons, you can't hold hands and pray, you know, all these kinds of things that we've just been normal for us in our entire life. Who knows what's going to happen as we move forward? So what we need to do is we just really have to have the idea that we have to be flexible with this. We have to be creative with this. It's important for us to gather together, and it's important for us to focus on Christ. But we're going to have to do it a little bit differently.
How can we as the church, the congregation, help out our pastors and their staff in these churches? We're all in this together. So what ways can we aid the church?
Well, I think your words are excellent. It's the concept that we're in this together first.
Yeah.
It's not about one. It's about us. From the leadership structure that we have here as a pastoral team to our leadership team as elders and board of ministries, it's a team dynamic. It's about us. We're making decisions on the basis of everyone, not on the basis of one. And then also, I think that we have to be sensitive to the fact that we're in a community. So we want to make decisions and do things that have a community focus. So we don't want to just rush to open the door just to say that we're back to normal and then possibly be a place where the virus is passed, because that has a community dynamic associated with it. And we want to be a solution, not a part of the problem. And that was something that we started off with right from the very beginning. We want to be a part of the solution. We don't want to be a part of the problem. And that is starting from a mindset of it's us, not just one.